All right, let's talk about something that's been dominating the AI conversation this week, Claude Fable 5. If you've been anywhere near the tech space lately, you've probably heard the buzz. Anthropic dropped this model, and suddenly everyone's testing it, comparing it, and arguing about whether it's worth the hype or the price. First off, Fable 5 isn't just another incremental update. It's built on the Mythos architecture, which until now was locked away for select partners. Mythos is Anthropic's powerhouse model, designed for cybersecurity and complex problem solving. But Fable 5 is the version they're letting the public play with. And let me tell you, it's impressive. Benchmarks show it hitting 80% on agentic coding tasks, which is a solid 10% jump over Opus 4.8. That's not just a minor improvement. That's a leap. But here's the catch. It's expensive. We're talking $10 per million dollars input tokens and $50 per million dollar output tokens. That's double what Opus costs. And while it's free for Pro Max, Team, and Enterprise users until June 22nd, after that, you'll need to pay extra. So, is it worth it? Well, if you're working on something that demands serious agentic workflows, think autonomous coding, vision tasks, or complex multi-step reasoning, then maybe. But for everyday use? Probably not. Now, let's talk about the competition. Hermes is still holding its own, especially for those who prefer open-source solutions. AI Emmett Arney, for example, showed off Hermes Desktop, which makes it ridiculously easy to switch between models like GPT 5.5 and Codex without jumping through hoops. No more wrestling with Windows subsystem for Linux. Just install and go. And the best part? It's open source, so you're not locked into any one provider. Hermes Desktop isn't just about convenience, though. It's about flexibility. You can connect it to Telegram, Discord, Slack, you name it. It can even write its own skills, automating tasks like front-end design or integrating with tools like Obsidian. And if you're worried about privacy, you can run local models like Ollama right alongside it. It's like having a Swiss Army knife for AI, and it's all open source. But here's the thing. While Hermes is great for intermediate to advanced users, it's not the only game in town. Google's Gemma 4.12b is making waves as a lightweight, open-source alternative that runs on consumer hardware. It's not as powerful as Fable 5, but it's a solid option if you're working with limited resources. And let's not forget Codex, which is still a strong contender, especially for coding tasks. Now, the big question everyone's asking, will proprietary models like Claude dominate, or will open-source solutions take over? It's a valid debate. Proprietary models offer convenience and power, but they come with costs and restrictions. Open source models give you control and flexibility, but they require more setup and maintenance. Some creators are warning against getting too dependent on any single provider, and I think that's smart advice. The future might belong to tool-agnostic frameworks that let you mix and match models based on what you need. Speaking of the future, let's talk about something that's a little out there, SpaceX's plan to put AI in space. Elon Musk's vision is to launch thousands of satellites that beam AI compute power back to Earth. The idea is that space has unlimited solar power and no cooling issues, so it's the perfect place to scale AI. But here's the problem. It's currently way more expensive to run AI in space than on Earth. Launching hardware into orbit costs thousands per kilogram, and even with SpaceX's Starship, we're not close to making this economically viable. There are other challenges, too. Satellites aren't always in sunlight, so you'd need massive radiators to keep them cool. And radiation? That's a whole other issue. Plus, the data transfer speeds between satellites are way slower than what we're used to on Earth. So while the idea is fascinating, it's still a long way from reality. But if anyone can pull it off, it's probably Musk. Let's shift gears a bit. One of the most interesting videos this week came from Fireship, discussing SpaceX's AI ambitions. But it wasn't just about the tech. It was about the economics. Musk's plan is to bypass Earth's resource limitations by putting AI in space, but the numbers don't add up yet. Right now, it's cheaper to build data centers on Earth, even with all the energy and cooling challenges. But if SpaceX can bring down launch costs, this could become a game changer. Now, let's talk about something more down to earth. AI agents. Cole Medin showed off Google's Agent CLI, which makes it easier than ever to build and deploy AI agents. The demo was impressive, using Claude code to handle everything from installation to deployment without typing a single command. It's a glimpse into the future where agents handle the heavy lifting and humans focus on the big picture. But building agents isn't just about the tools, it's about the workflows. Nate Herc demonstrated how he turned Claude Fable into the ultimate second brain. His setup includes a second brain for storing knowledge and an AI operating system for automating tasks. It's all about the four C's: context, connections, capabilities, and cadence. Context is your personal and business info. Connections are dynamic data sources like emails. Capabilities are task automations, and cadence keeps everything running smoothly. What's fascinating about Nate's approach is how he treats Claude as a thinking partner. He interviews himself to extract knowledge, uses Claude to review his work, and even sets up safety checks to ensure nothing goes wrong. It's a mindset shift, moving from using multiple AI tools to building a centralized system that does it all. But let's not forget the challenges. AI agents are powerful, but they're not perfect. They can hallucinate, make mistakes, and cost a fortune in tokens if you're not careful. That's why frameworks like Google's Agent CLI are so important. They help you build agents that are reliable and efficient. Now let's talk about something that's been a hot topic lately: the future of AI agents. Ben AI showed how Claude's managed agents can change the way we sell AI solutions. These agents come pre-configured with workflows, skills, and connectors, making it easy to integrate them into tools like Slack or custom apps. It's a game changer for businesses that want to adopt AI without building everything from scratch. But here's the thing. Not everyone is sold on proprietary models. Brian Kasel made a great point in his video. It's not about choosing between Hermes and Claude. It's about understanding the underlying patterns so you can switch between platforms as needed. He uses Hermes for routine tasks like content aggregation and Claude for creative work like writing and design. The key is flexibility. If you're too locked into one platform, you're setting yourself up for trouble when things change. And things are changing fast. Just look at the new tools coming out. Everlast. AI dropped a list of 20 AI tools that most people haven't heard of, and they're all designed to give you an edge. From Codex, which acts as a super app for autonomous agents, to Cursor, a full-fledged development environment with AI at its core, these tools are pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But with all these tools, it's easy to get overwhelmed. That's why it's important to focus on what actually moves the needle. For example, Julian Ivanov showed how to use Claude to analyze videos frame by frame, extracting key information and storing it in Obsidian. It's a great way to learn from visual content without relying solely on transcripts. And speaking of Obsidian, Sebastian Dubois shared some great tips for using it more effectively. One of my favorites is the Focus Mode plugin, which lets you hide the sidebars and focus solely on your notes. It's a small thing, but it makes a big difference when you're trying to concentrate. Now, let's talk about something that's been on everyone's mind: AGI. Anthropic's latest report suggests that AGI might already be here. They define AGI as the ability to solve open-ended problems, and Claude is already hitting a 76% success rate on those tasks. That's up from 26% just 6 months ago. And get this, Claude is now writing over 80% of Anthropic's code. But here's the kicker: AGI isn't just about solving problems. It's about identifying the right problems to solve. That's where human expertise comes in. As David Shapiro pointed out, the real value lies in knowing what to ask and how to guide the AI. It's not about replacing humans, it's about augmenting them. And that brings us to the bigger question. What's next? There are three possible futures. The first is stagnation. AI progress slows down, and we're left with incremental improvements. The second is continuous improvement under human control. AI gets better, but we keep it aligned with our goals. The third is full autonomy. AI systems that can recursively improve themselves, potentially outpacing human control. The third scenario is the one that keeps people up at night. But as Theo from T3.gg pointed out, it's not just about the tech. It's about the societal implications. If AI can recursively improve itself, we need to make sure it's aligned with human values. And that's easier said than done. But let's not get too doom and gloom. There's a lot to be excited about. For example, Google's Gemma 4.12b is a game changer for local AI. It's a lightweight, open-source model that runs on consumer hardware, and it's surprisingly capable. Bart Slodichka tested it on a 16GB Mac Mini, and while it's not as fast as larger models, it's a great option for those who want to run AI locally. And if you're into coding, tech, with Tim's Guide to Local Agentic Coding is a must-watch. He walks you through setting up LM Studio and Visual Studio Code to use local models for auto-completion and code generation. It's a great way to experiment with AI without relying on cloud services. But here's the thing. AI isn't just for developers. It's for everyone. Kyle Ballmer showed how to start a $10,000 month solo AI creative agency using tools like Higfield and Claude. The key is to focus on what AI does best, automating repetitive tasks, and let humans handle the creative and strategic work. And if you're looking for inspiration, look no further than Julian Goldie's videos. He's using Claude Fable 5 to build AI SEO agents that can analyze websites, generate content, and even publish articles. It's a great example of how AI can be used to scale a business. But let's not forget the challenges. AI is powerful, but it's not a magic bullet. As tech. With Tim pointed out, the bottleneck in software development has shifted. It's no longer about writing code, it's about reviewing, securing, deploying, and maintaining it. AI can help with the coding, but the hard part is everything else. And that's the thing about AI. It's not just about the tech. It's about how we use it. As Kyle Ballmer said, learning to use AI is primarily about communication. You need to be able to explain what you want clearly and precisely. And that's a skill that's going to become even more valuable as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. So, what's the takeaway? AI is evolving fast, and the tools we have today are just the beginning. Whether you're using Claude, Hermes, Gemma, or something else, the key is to stay flexible, keep learning, and focus on what actually moves the needle. And most importantly, don't get too locked into any one tool or platform. The future belongs to those who can adapt.